CKUT Radio.
Radio.
Sound waves in the air.
CKUT.
Montreal, Canada.
CKUT.
It's time to take sampling to a whole new level.
Pleasant good afternoon to you, Montreal. Welcome to West Indian Rivers. My name is Howard Carr. And the co-host of the show,
Thief Sanka.
And along with the rest of the crew,
DJ Nicholas. Special guest, DJ. With the news,
Brian Amplify.
Welcome to West Indian Rhythms.
On CKUT 90.3 FM,
People's Station.
Thank you.
Today, gone tomorrow. You might as well get what you want. So go on and live. Go on and live.
Tell it like it is.
Don't be ashamed. Let your conscience be your guide. No, I know deep down inside. I believe you love me. So forget your foolish pride. Me furious. But if you want me to love you, maybe I will. Maybe I will.
Tell it like it is.
Don't be ashamed. Let your conscience be your guide. Shame. Let your conscience be your guide. No, I know deep down inside. I believe you love me, so forget your foolish pride.
Don't lie to me, tell it like it is.
Pleasant. Good afternoon to you all. Welcome to West Indian Rhythms. My name is Howard Carr, and I'll be with you until 7 p.m. Lots of stuff going on, so bear with me. We never know how much stuff is going on. Open the show with some requests, all right? Everything I'm doing this evening in the first couple of minutes is all request. And Open with Jamaica belongs to Jesus. It's from Carlene Davis, and it's to Keith Sims over there in Toronto. And Etana and Swiss. By the way, Swiss is a white guy, okay? But he could sing. Sing, any way you want to put it. This guy good singer. If Tomorrow Never Comes. It's a song that one should think about at all times. If tomorrow never comes, all right? So this is why you should live at peace with yourself and others around you. I know it's not easy. It's easier said than done, but, you know, for me, I don't know. And tell it like it is. A Jamaican singer by the name of Stevie Face. Beautiful voices, I'm telling you. I haven't heard these voices in a while, and it's always good. You know, because Jamaica has some of the most fabulous singers in the world. And If Tomorrow Never Comes, come go see your Stephen Wright and your wife out in Vancouver. I love Vancouver. Had the pleasure of visiting there once, and I fell in love. I rode the overhead train. It was beautiful. Totally beautiful. Now for the hard part of the evening. There's a lady who insists, and she gives her money to the station, so she's my boss. All right? She's my boss. And She says she lived in Mandeville. She grew up in Mandeville, as a matter of fact. Went to Mount St. Joseph. That's a Catholic high school there. And traveled abroad, got married, went back to Jamaica. And she happened to come into a club called Wagon Wheel. And our band was there. The band called Viscounts. And we played there every month. And I think it was, I don't remember. But she said she, in all her travels, never heard anything like that. The most beautiful sounds for a live band. And, you know, because to be honest with you folks, if I may pat myself on my shoulder, we all were outstanding in whatever we did. We didn't think to do too much. And, you know, and didn't do it well. We would choose our theme song for the band. I'm sure you've heard me say it. It was called The Good, The Bad, and The Ugly. And if you have some time, listen to that. It's taken from the movie. And it was like five instruments plus voices that gave that effect. And it would drive people crazy. Because one of the things is we rehearsed every day. So Wagon Wheel Club, and she has some requests that she would like for me to sing. And, you know, I'm a shy person, to be honest with you. I'm not a sing everywhere I go, I sing, no. I sing enough on this radio station, so the people are getting tired of me, I would imagine. But what I'm going to do this evening, I'm going to talk a little bit about some of the singers that was with the band. And they did songs that would make you cry. You know what I mean? And I'll feature one of them. We used to steal him from his other band, his regular band. And one of the songs that the lady requested was, she says she doesn't want her name on air, was, of course, was done up by Mr. Thomas Jones. We sang everything that they did that was a hit. And Engelbert Humperdinck, anything, Matt Munro, anything like that, we'd be singing it because we worked a lot in the tourist trade. And this song here, as I'm sure I've said it before, I made so much money the first night when we finally started doing this song. We had a bunch of drunk Americans. I said they were drunk because they were, oh God, you gotta sing that song for me one more time. And they'd slap a $100 bill. The first time I'm seeing a U.S. $100 bill was at Ocean View in Montego Bay. And I'm telling you, I didn't know what to do. But we shared it up, whatever we made. We made more money that night, more than working with the band that night. But it was good. Always like Americans, you know, when they come into the clubs where you're working at, they're not bashful. They're not bashful. They slap you with that money. Oh, man, sing my way, okay? My way. And you sing my way, and they're happy. For the Good Times was another one by Ray Price. They love that. So you know what I'm going to do? I don't have the music to this song, so it would be hard. It's not an easy song to sing. It has to have music behind it. So I'm going to give you a taste of the man himself. Still going strong, 81, 82. And I heard him singing the other day. The voice has not dropped an octave. All right? So this is Mr. Thomas Jones from Wales, doing a song that I sang all over Jamaica. I tried my best to copy him. And I mean, copy him in every sense of the word. At one point, I heard this guy from Stanley Motta, a company in Jamaica. He recorded it at Sombrero, and I did not know. I had to look good and listen good to realize it was me. So for you, my friend, and thank you for your contributions to CKUT. We need it, you know. When you drop your dollars here and your dollars there, we need it. We have people who supports this radio station. We do get our support from where's the song I'm looking for? We do get, support from the university, but we still have the staff who works like, believe you me, I can't believe how these young people work. But they're young, so let them work, all right? Funny Familiar, Forgotten Feelings. This was done up by Thomas Jones, and YouTube will have it, you know. Go check YouTube, and I'll get it for you, all right? So let me hear what it sounds like.
Last night, quietly, she walked through my mind as I lay searching for sleep.
Shut up, Stretch.
Her soft hands reached out. She whispered my name as she brushed a tear from my cheek. And then those funny, familiar, forgotten feelings start walking all over my mind. It's sad, so sad, to watch love go. True love would not have gone wrong. I'm just thankful for the good times we've had. For without them, I could not go.
Memories by the Score. I was trying to sing along with. You know, this guy hasn't, as I said before, lost an octave. His voice is right there still, you know. And I in my early years, I made some decent money off of this man's songs. It was nothing illegal. We copied and we sang. And I really and truly to this day cherish Thomas Jones. He's from Wales. Another singer, very famous, Nancy Wilson, I think, is from Wales too. Another song that he did, and up till this day I was told by a friend of mine, you go to certain hotels and all that, they still play this song, so let me play it, why not?
The old hometown. The old hometown looks the same as I step down from the train, and there to meet me is my mama and papa. Down the road I look cherries, it's good to touch the green, green grass of home. Yes, they'll all come to meet me, arms reaching, smiling sweetly. It's good to touch the green, green grass of home. The old house is still standing, though the paint is cracked and dry. And there's that old oak tree that I used to play on. Down the lane I walk with my sweet Mary, hair of gold and lips like cherries. It's good to touch the green, green grass of home. Then I awake and look around me at four gray walls that surround me, and I realize, yes, I was only dreaming. For there's a God and there's a sad old portrait. On and on we'll walk at daybreak. Again, I'll touch the green, green grass of home. Yes, they'll all come to see me in the shade of that old oak tree as they lay me neath the green, green grass of home.
Oh, yeah, that was money in them days in the various hotels. I enjoyed work in the hotels, but you had to be, most of the bands who worked the hotels, you know, they had to be good. You know, it was like four or five of us that sang, three up front and one bass, maybe our drummer he sang too. And I want to get him up here one of these days, but he's such a busy man. He used to sing this song. Let me play it. He used to sing this song, and it was a hit.
You never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips.
Aye.
There's no tenderness like grief falls in your fingertips.
Oh, yes.
You're trying hard not to show it, but baby, baby, I know it.
You lost that loving feeling. Whoa, that loving feeling. You lost that love.
There's no welcome look in your eyes when I reach for you. Though you're starting to criticize little things I do, it makes me just feel like crying. 'Cause baby, something I'd get down on my knees for you.
Telling you, bring back that loving feeling. These songs bring back a lot of memories. You know, I was fooling around and the other night, and somebody sent me these songs and say, "You remember when you used to sing this? You tall and you mug and you used to sweat so much and had this woman, oh boy." And he went on. I didn't know I was doing all this singing. I was just enjoying singing. Singing was a pleasure to me. It still is a pleasure to me, and it's a 4:33. So you know what? I think I should play some commercials. But I'll tell you, Bobby Hatfield, that was the one with the high pitched voice on Chain Melody. He died some years ago, and his partner, Bill Medley, is still doing his thing. As a matter of fact, the thing that the guy sent me was from somewhere in Las Vegas. And such is life. Such is life. You know, I mean, life is life. I don't know. I don't know. So, you know what? Let me play some ads and then we will get back to the music. I'm gonna feature a friend of mine that we stole from whenever we were going anywhere, because he had a better voice than all of us, I think. And we would steal him to come and work with us. All right, so stay tuned.
Fabies and Mr. Blue invites you to a barbecue on Saint Jean Baptiste Day, Thursday, June 24th, from noon to 9 p.m. at Mackenzie King Park in Côte des Neiges, corner of Côte Saint Catherine and Westbury. Weather permitting, come out and enjoy. On the menu: doubles, roti, jerk pork and chicken, curry goat and chicken, lots of side dishes. Wear your mask, social distancing required. That's Thursday, June 24th, noon to 9 p.m. at Mackenzie King Park in Côte des Neiges. For more information, call 514-771-7011.
In Quebec, vaccination against COVID-19 is underway, but not everybody is protected yet. Even if you've been vaccinated, you still need to respect basic health measures, like wearing a mask, maintaining social distancing, and washing your hands regularly. You must also get tested if you have symptoms and follow self-isolation guidelines. Find out about the measures in place at quebec.ca/coronavirus. Follow all the health guidelines, all the time, no exceptions. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
Okay, I gotta let you go. I have to get my Lake Magog vaccine.
Your Lake Magog vaccine?
Yeah, you know, I'm really looking forward to having the whole family to the cottage for my annual cookout.
Smart move. I'm gonna ask for the Montreal vaccine. I miss those last-minute get-togethers with my buddies.
Nice. Well, I gotta run. I don't think it protects against lateness.
Each vaccination brings us closer to these moments. Follow the vaccination sequence planned for your area and book an appointment at quebec.ca/COVID-vaccine. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
All right, so my friend that I'm going to feature, he sang with a band called Names and Faces for many years. As a matter of fact, they came up here for a while, and we intertwined here, there, and everywhere. But while we were in Jamaica, they were more hardcore reggae than us. And we were like the little, you know, the bandana dress and the coconut shirt and all that. No, we never we never did that. But we dressed in uniform, and bands in those days all had uniforms. But anyway, whenever we were going any place, like you know, before some big dignitary, we'd steal George. His name is George Fennell. And he would do a song called The Way We Were by Barbra Streisand. But he came into Canada, did his own thing, and he made an album himself with some of the local guys here. And, you know, he, beautiful album. So I'm just going to feature What is the Color of Love? You ever thought about that? You know, The Color of Love? This is George Fennell. I think his son is on it with him. Ah, yeah. From Maypen Clarendon. Voice of George Fennell. I'll feature a couple of hits off of his thing. Ah, yes. Our local artist backed him. Oh, yeah.
Not deal. with my God's color. Come in, George Fennell.
Why put a color on my God? Why put a color on his skin? Why put a color on my God? Why can't we feel him from deep within?
That's George Fennell, Don't Put No Color on His God. And I totally agree with that. They're a beautiful album. I'm telling you. I don't know what to say about this. The only thing I have to say about this album here is that I didn't get to sing on it, and I'm jealous. On bass is Mr. Andre Whitman, Whiteman. Guitar, Ross Whiteman, and Brian K on keyboards. All right. Percussion, George Fennell. DJ by Gregory Fennell. That's his son. And everything else. Lead vocalist, background vocalist. I could have sing background, George. But anyway, this guy is so talented, you know. I'm going to play something here that I really love on this album. Be careful what you do out there.
Kings and queens, I bring to you these songs in the name of our Lord and Savior,
Jesus
Christ.
Yes, sir. Oh, yes. George Fennell. George Fennell is the name, all right? Don't forget that, George Fennell.
Why can't we live together in unity? Unity, peace, and love. Try your best to understand each other. In the sight of God above, well, don't you know God is watching? Can't we see what we are doing? Can't we hear the children crying? Stop the war, stop the fighting. Don't you know the people are dying? Don't you know God is watching? The price for backbiting.
Beautiful voice of Mr. George Fennell. I'm sure a lot of people have heard him around here in Montreal. I'm just going to keep him in the background because one of my guests is on the phone line. Are you there, my dear?
Yes, I am.
How are you? Could you introduce your beautiful self for me?
Oh, you're so kind. Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here. Sharon Nelson here from the Jamaica Association of Montreal.
Just that? No, I'd have plenty more behind it, man.
What would you like me to say? Okay, so I'll tell the folks I'm the first vice president of the association.
Yeah.
There you go.
No, folks.
Thank you.
Ms. Nets, this is one hard-working woman. When I say hard-working for the association, I take my hat off whenever I see her. So what's up with you, my dear? Tell me.
Yeah, a lot of good stuff, a lot of fun stuff happening. We've been pretty busy over the past year at the association with many activities. I think more activities than we would have done had we been on in person. So it's been a very hectic and fun year. doing all the things that we do, and there's we're a board of 9 people, so it's not just me. It's a group of people. We're led by Mark Henry, who was our president, and we've just been pretty active. But I myself am doing quite well. I mean, this is my volunteer life, and in my work life, I'm pretty busy as well. But it's all good. It's all fun, you know, making it happen, as they say.
You know, one of the beautiful things in life is to give. I'm not mm-hmm. afraid to give because it mm-hmm. feels good. You know
yes,
what I mean?
Does.
And when you volunteer like you guys have at that association, I mm-hmm. got to take off my hat to you because it's not an easy task, you know, running an association. It's mm-hmm. a totally, totally, totally on, you know, a hectic. I don't know.
Yeah.
You have to
yeah.
give up a lot of your time for it. Mm-hmm. And I must say, you know, thank you. Thank you and others
oh, wow.
for who have been running that Jamaica Association for umpteen years. So what
yes.
else is going on up there? Are you guys behaving?
Well, we're trying to. We're definitely, you know, we have to kind of put it a little bit, you know.
Yeah.
We got to have some fun, too. And, yes, trying to behave.
Right.
But, yes, we are, actually. We are. And we're looking forward to these summer months as we're gradually reopening in the province and all over. You know, we're opening up next week on a gradual basis. And
right,
it comes
right.
at a right time. Our Premier Legault had said by the 24th of June, people should be vaccinated and we'll be opening up. And it seems like that's happening more so, right? Quebecers are moving, going out there and getting their shots. And so we're able to reopen like the rest of the city and the province. And so that's exactly what I wanted to talk about today. We're definitely going to be celebrating June 24th, which is Saint Jean Baptiste. As we are Quebecers and we're Montrealers, and you know, proud to say that our social committee is putting together a fabulous event, a barbecue, here at the association
mm-hmm.
To celebrate Saint Jean Baptiste.
Nice.
And that's going to be fun. It's going to be nice to be able to, you know, see people that we haven't seen in a while or haven't been able to go out in you know, a little bit. So that's going to be starting at 1 p.m. on June 24th, which is Wednesday. And they've got some good stuff on the menu. I'm hungry already. So they have jerk chicken, they have fish, they have pasta, they have hot dogs and, you know, salad and stuff. And there's a cost associated. So the chicken plate is like $10 and the fish plate
wow.
is
$15. Wow, that's reasonable,
yes.
man.
Yes, quite reasonable, very reasonable. And our bar also will be open.
Wow, that is yes, more so reasonable than I thought.
Yeah, it's a celebration of the Saint Jean Baptiste holiday, and it's just an opportunity to give people and you know, to go out and be with others, of course, in a safe environment. That's what we're also pushing for, that everyone is okay, and that's we're definitely going to put that in full effect. And then the next day, the Friday, we are also starting back with our Overproof Fridays, and again, that's a gradual reopening. The barbecue is, if it's not raining, it's going to be outside. And if not, it's going to be inside. And there's going to be a control of people going in and out. But for the Overproof Friday, the next night, we're starting at 8 p.m. until 2. And definitely following government guidelines, where by midnight, the bar is closed. So last call is at 11:30. So we're asking people to come early and just spend some time with each other. The maximum that we're going to be allowing is 50 people in the space, and there's going to be contact tracing, there's going to be mandatory wearing of masks, all that stuff that has kept us safe at the association since last year, right? So we're going to continue with that. And this year, on Saturdays, we're trying something new. So we're going to be also opening on Saturday nights, also starting at 8 p.m. until midnight for the bar, and then people can stay until about 2 a.m. That's when we close, and that's what's mandated by law. So we're following the law to the T.
Yeah, you have to, because mm-hmm. we don't want to make any mistakes here. No,
no,
you know, I mean,
no, we can't.
We can't afford that. And,
not at all.
You know, regardless what people are gonna say about this gentleman, the premier. I think he has done a great job. in comparison to, say, Ontario. And,
yeah.
And, you know, so I have to give him credit, and I totally admire you guys following the rules of what the government is saying, because to them, it's what a lot of people fail to understand. Mm-hmm. When they have a lockdown, it's not because they want to.
No, not at all.
It's not because they want to lock down and don't have any, because they are making no money. The government is making no money. So when they want to give the government bad name and, oh, the government just want to close up on it, I find it so illiterate, to be honest with you. You know what I mean? They should understand that. So I'm glad. I love what you're saying. We are focusing on following the rules laid down by the government. What else?
What else? You know, we are having, we are working in collaboration. You know, last year we started off with the coalition, the Caribbean Coalition Network of Montreal, and we're just so excited about that group. There is the Antigua and Barbuda Association, there's Barbados House of Montreal, there is Dominican Cultural Island Association, there's Guyana, Guyana Cultural Association of Montreal, there's the Grenada Nationals, there is us, and then there's St. Vincent and the Grenadines Association. So we've been meeting since last year. We're very excited about that, because it's a way to share information, but also collaborate and attend each other's events. And we've been doing that since last year when we started. And that's really fun. You know, we've got to know each other a little bit better, even though we were under lockdown. And so last year when we met, we said, you know, why not do something that brings us together, ties us together? Mm-hmm. And that is Emancipation Day, 1834. That, you know, the British colonies, those colonies were, in quotation, free August 1st, 1834. So August 1st, 2021, we are going to be celebrating together as well. We've got a lineup, and thank you for agreeing to be a part of that. Really appreciate it. We've got letters out to prime ministers from seven Caribbean countries to be a part of that. We have lecturers and you know, fun stuff also as part of that celebration. So that's on our respective Facebook pages, on our website. So I'm encouraging people to also register for that. It's going to be an online event, because it's kind of at a period of time that we're not too sure yet what is happening. But we want to tell Montreal community and the world that, you know, these groups of Caribbean islands or community organizations are working together and are sharing and are having fun in that discussion about what we can do and how we can do and how we can help each other. And that's been a fantastic, you know, year of adventure and knowledge, getting to know one another, which is fabulous.
Sounds delicious. You know, I often said to myself, and I've discussed this with one of your presidents before, we are from a system where our cricket team, our national cricket team, is different players from different islands. And I've often wondered why we can have a West Indian cricket team, but yet still we can't have a West Indian unity in nothing else but the cricket team. I've often wondered.
But your dream has come true. We have made that happen.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's why I brought it up, because I am glad you guys are making that move. And so we can all get together and laugh at, because all them islands are the same, you know. Believe you me, there's nothing different. You know, there's the same laughter, the same playing the dominoes, playing the cards, playing whatever, all fours. It's the same. You know what I mean? I mean, down the line, somebody have created this thing about, oh, no, it's not the same thing and blah, blah, blah. But it's all the same, you know. So we have 3 minutes more to go. What do you have to tell the old guy before you leave?
I love you, first of all.
Same here. Same here.
And, you know, I want to say thank you also for all the support that you've given us at the association on your positivity and really just, you know, putting us out there and talking about us and complimenting us. I'm so appreciative of that. And the fact that you're so open with your time, you're so generous with your time. When I call you up and you say, yeah, sure, come on, let's talk about this, let's talk about that. There's a lot that we have to say thank you to you for allowing us that your platform to share what we're going on, what we're doing here at the association.
You know, this is what CKUT is all about. Programs that are offered to various communities, like the Haitian community, the whatever community, and the Caribbean community. Now, this is a Caribbean program. It is it is offered to the... So when people like you and other association calls, it's a no guessing, you know. Sure, we're going to find time for you because this is what it's all about. It's not about the music. It's not about me. It's not about... It's about the Caribbean people, you know, and we need that. So I'm glad that people like you out there and your president, you guys are making a go at it this time. And what can I say? And I'm glad that you're bringing in all these different islands to put in the pot, you know, and stir that pot. It's going to be nice. It's going to be nice.
Absolutely. Before I leave you, there's one thing I also want to mention, that for many years, people in our in the community have said, well, why doesn't the Jamaica Association have a building? You know, what's happening there? And so we are working on that too. I mean, we have our friends over at Maison d'Haïti that have had a building for a long time. And this is part of our starting that process. And if people visit our website, they'll see our website, which is jam-montreal.com. We have a page there about the building fund, and it talks about what we'd like to do. So we're in our fledgling stage, and you'll be hearing a lot more about that. But people here at the association are really excited about that prospect and making it real, so that we can not only have a Caribbean show that is, you know, continues to promote Caribbean people with magnificent people, but also a space that Caribbean people feel that they do have a space and they do have a stake. So that's something that we're also working towards. It's not a tomorrow type of a thing, but it's in the process and we're working through that process. So I invite everybody to visit our website, check out what we're doing. There's a lot that's going on at the association, our programs, our services, our food bank. It's like going, it's really going great and growing. And I definitely have to thank those that came before us that created that foundation so that we can build on and grow from there.
I thank you. You are delicious. I enjoyed this conversation. I enjoyed this conversation immensely. So come back to us whenever there's anything happening. Please let us know. The door is always open. Thank you, my dear. And you'll be good. All right?
I'll try. All right. Thank you so much.
You're certainly welcome. We're going to wrap up this segment because, of course, we have our guests coming up, and I'm going to put Drew to work this afternoon. Yeah, because, you know, I'm always working, and he's always there sitting between him and Nicholas, sitting and looking delicious and all that. So, Drew, hello, Drew.
Hi, Stretch.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine. And is your guest ready?
The guest is going to sign in maybe within the next 2 minutes or so.
2 minutes. All right. It's your guest because you're going to be teaching the old man how to interview these young guys, okay?
You learn from the best, you know?
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm going to be learning from the best this afternoon because this is what it's all about. I'm training you. So when we retire, you, Faith, and Nicholas will be running this side of things. So what's his name and where is he from?
Today we're going to be interviewing. We're going to be going to Grenada, Mandela Links. Mr. Tombstone himself is going to be joining us. He's here, but I see he's trying to connect his audio. So let's see what's going to happen now.
Can I say something?
Of course you can say something.
Is that Mr. Tombstone?
That's Mr. Tombstone dressing as all black.
Oh, Mr. Tombstone, can you hear me, sir? I guess not.
Yeah, his audio is connected. Oh, now his audio is connected there.
Mr. Tombstone. Hello. His mouth is moving, but we ain't getting no sound.
Greetings. You hear me now?
I hear you now. Mr. Grenadian Tombstone. How come that name, Tombstone?
Well, my name is Mandela, you know, but the song is Tombstone.
Yeah, I know. You know? I tried dancing it one day, you know, and it's about six people had to come lift me off of the floor, man. That rhythm, wicked. Wicked. Anyway,
yeah.
It's nice to meet you. Nice to see the face. And yeah, take all the glasses, make the ladies them see your good looking face. Oh, yeah, hide your face, boy. Yeah, idiot.
Yes.
Make them see your face.
What's my good day? Properly.
Yes, sir. Anyway, I